You're listening to SBS News.
A measles alert has been issued for Perth residents after a person infected with the illness visited two public venues last week. The Department of Health says people who visited Perth Zoo on January the 1st or Perth's IKEA store at lunchtime on January the 2nd should remain on the lookout for measles symptoms, which could develop in the coming weeks. This comes after a series of measles cases in New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland and South Australia over the past month. Australian Medical Association President Dr. Tony Bartone says the recent outbreaks are alarming.
We only need to go back 30, 40, 50 years to see how much we have advanced in terms of public health because of the immunisation program that we have in Australia. We've achieved outcomes second to none around the world. The moment we let down our guard and become complacent, we run the risk of these epidemics, of these attacks, of these outbreaks becoming commonplace again.
The World Health Organization defines measles as a serious and highly contagious disease that can cause debilitating or fatal complications. David Durheim, a professor of public health medicine at the University of Newcastle, says early symptoms resemble those of a cold.
The telltale symptoms of measles are a very high fever, and generally that persists for about 3 to 4 days before there's the classical reddish measles rash that actually can erupt right across the body. The fever doesn't go away. With many viral illnesses, once the rash begins, the fever disappears. But with measles, that high fever remains. Often in that early period, there's a cough, there's conjunctivitis, red eyes, and other symptoms like a runny nose are quite common.
Many people who have measles can recover fully with rest, fluids and analgesics to ease the fever. But there are cases where complications arise and the measles turn into life-threatening pneumonia or encephalitis, swelling of the brain. Professor Durheim says there is no outright cure to the illness, and instead the focus should be on prevention.
The most important measure we have is vaccination. And so the important thing is to prevent measles, and the vaccine that is available, if two doses are administered, is highly effective in providing lifelong immunity.
A 2018 WHO report revealed that in the last 19 years, more than 21 million lives have been saved through measles immunizations. However, the number of reported cases has increased by more than 30% worldwide since 2016. In the United States, 112 cases were reported since September last year, in the largest recorded outbreak in New York State's recent history. Meanwhile, in Europe, there were around 60,000 measles cases last year, more than double those of 2017 and the highest this century. Professor David Durheim says higher rates of vaccination are needed to create the much-needed herd immunity.
With measles virus, you need it in the order of about 95% of people to be vaccinated, which is the case in many parts of Australia, for the outbreak to rapidly die out and not to spread. There are areas where the vaccination coverage is not 95%, but closer to 85%, and in those areas, the outbreaks can persist for much longer periods of time.
AMA President Tony Bartone says vaccination is vital.
To anyone thinking that they would not like to proceed with vaccination of their children, I ask them to seriously sit down and talk to their family doctor. Seriously look at the research and the proven scientific evidence which shows that vaccination is safe, is effective, and it's the only way to prevent against recurrences of these conditions that in some parts and some cases have long been gone and in other parts have become extremely uncommon in our Australian community.
Experts say people with compromised immunity, such as the very young, the very old or the very sick, rely on herd immunity for protection as they cannot be vaccinated themselves. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.